Gillspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. The morning, I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parse Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, a lot to get to today. I think I should lead with, Eric, I won the bet.
You did? How about that?
How about that? Judy, no, just silent during the meeting.
But you know what? It was a very well-run meeting.
I would agree,
because in the past...
Yeah.
Previous management had a tendency to ramble.
Yep, and it'd be all over the map and no focus, but the conversation followed the slides.
Yes.
There was positive input at the end from senior management that was relevant to everything we talked about. And, you know, we although some things will be announced next week, all positive and good stuff coming out of the meeting.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, that was, I think that's a first.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's the first corporate meeting I walked away from saying, okay, that was a good meeting.
And it was so funny because, you know, as usual, all the salespeople take the prime seats.
Right.
So, you know, we wind up standing there.
I was right behind you.
And I knew, I knew you were there and you were also closest to the egress. So as soon as they said, thank you. I see you through the window walking down the sidewalk to your car.
As Sam said, in the thank you, I was out the door. I did the Homer Simpson hedge move.
Yeah, right.
He just kind of backed out. I was standing next to producer Thomas, who also did not have a seat. But I was okay. I don't want the seat because if you have the seat at the table, then you're trapped.
You have to stay there. Oh, yeah.
You got to stay because someone's going to ask it. You're going to look rude, like you're walking out on a question. My thought is any follow-up questions I can ask or answer by text.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
But so that was good. Here's a dark note. I want to switch gears. I'm reading the reports this morning. What am I missing in this story about this poor kid who died in Wildwood? 14 years old. They found his body. It was a part of a special needs class trip to the beach.
Yeah, he attends a school in Philadelphia or attended a school in Philadelphia for special needs kids. Now, I don't know what that means. It was a class trip. There was initially a report that he went into the ocean fully clothed, which is
also
really
bizarre.
Dangerous. I mean, it is really dangerous to do that.
Yeah, like not a joke dangerous. Your pants get waterlogged, your shoes, you become too heavy unless you are, even if you're a really good swimmer, that is not advisable.
Yeah, it's so, the circumstances surrounding his access to the water, still don't know that. I don't know that we will necessarily know that. This certainly smells like a potential lawsuit. I don't know that for certain.
Well, I have questions about who was chaperoning, who was supervising.
As do we all. Yeah,
Did they have like a bathroom break as they were getting on the bus and he just ran off? And you've got to think, it doesn't happen instantly. I mean, even with the rip currents, someone would presumably have to know that he had gone into the water.
Yeah, you would think so, right? I mean, because you're not jumping directly into a rip. And I don't know that beach very well, so I don't know if it is a gradual slope on that beach or whether there is a drop-off. I don't know.
And, yeah, I don't know. It's not clear.
I think our Dan Alexander, who's doing the follow-up story this morning, will have a little bit more information when his story is published. But I've had the same questions that you've had, and people have asked me the same thing. You know, how does that happen? Where were the chaperones? You know, how many kids were there? Were there parents there? I don't know the answer to any of those questions.
Yeah, and it was June 1st he went missing.
Yeah.
So were there lifeguards on duty? Like, there's a lot of I think there would have been, but I don't know what their Wildwood schedule is like.
Yeah.
So I don't know that. Yeah. So it just concerns me because, you know, we talk about this. I think too many people take the beach for granted. I mean, look, I am we need to take a little more risk as individuals. I think human beings are, you know, we coddle our kids. We're a little too soft on them these days. That said, there's a reason why we have lifeguards at the beach. There's a reason why we warn you about rip currents. I mean, this is the ocean can be dangerous if you don't take it seriously.
Well, the ocean is dangerous, you know, and I've been a scuba diver since I was 18. I mean, I've been in some pretty rough surf. I have a healthy respect for the ocean and everything that it can do to you if you are not paying attention to it. And, you know, I let my kids go into the ocean. We would go down the shore when they were younger. But, man, I watched them every second they were in the water.
Yeah.
You know, the ocean is no joke. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, but you have to be smart about it. And I think a lot of people just assume that, oh, well, if the beach is open, it's okay. I can just go right into the water.
Well, and if you notice it, the truth is, Eric, we don't, when you get swimming lessons and, you know, most kids who are taught to swim in New Jersey are actually taught to swim in a pool.
Correct.
Which is really fascinating to me, given that we are on the ocean. And, you know, I wonder if that is also something that should be a part of curriculum. And maybe it is at some of the shore towns, but the idea of teaching kids how to get out of a rip current, because there are techniques.
Yes.
You know, you don't swim against it. You go with it and you wait, because eventually if you go with it and glide, you'll have a clear path to get back to the beach. But you've got to not tire yourself out, which is how a lot of people drown. They start swimming against the current because they panic and they think, why am I being dragged out?
Right.
It's not going to go for miles. You can,
right. Eventually go. You swim parallel to the shore when you're caught in a rip current, and you know, you don't try to fight it. And you know, that should be something that kids are taught, how to identify it, because you can see it. You can see it in the water just by the ripples in the wave. You can see where it is. And then if you get caught in one, how to safely get yourself out. But it is that panic. And when you think about, you know, this kid who drowned, the fact, I mean, that current is strong. And then you add in fully clothed and the extra weight and the restriction of being able to move because of that.
Well, and was he special needs? And what does that mean?
I don't know.
What was his disability? What was the issue? I mean, was he not unable to communicate? I mean, there's a lot of questions. But beyond this horrible tragedy, and I'm praying for this kid's soul and certainly his parents mourning the loss of their son. Horrible. But I want to ask you, where did you learn how to swim? Maybe I'm wrong. If you grew up at the shore, I mean, we lived at the shore. I was in Seattle City just about every summer growing up as a kid. But I don't ever remember learning anything other than trial and error as a kid, figuring out how to navigate the ocean. Self-taught. How about you? 1-800-283-101.5, 617. Fast traveling instant weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, you know, I'm thinking about the Jersey Shore, and I have to tell you, I am, when it comes to the shore, I'm a rules guy. I think it's one of the reasons that I favor beach tags, and I think it's an important part of our culture that we err on the side of user fees. I think that the challenge we have is that any free beach in the state, you have the potential of not having the kind of staff and safety precautions that you need. Like, I think we need to err on the side of more lifeguards, extended beach hours. I'd like to see our beaches open with lifeguards at 8 in the morning. I don't know about you. I love the early morning ocean. I love the beach in the early morning. I love the sun has just come up. When we lived in Sea Isle, Like, that was my favorite part of the summer before the big crowds came in. And, I, you know, to me, the beach tag and the idea of charging people to go to the beach is because you want to have a clean, protected beach area. So, again, I don't know all the circumstances. Dan Alexander will have a more extensive report coming up later. But I think it's super important that you really pay attention. And I don't know about you. Like, there are certain rules that I think are stupid. I think, you know, we taught our kids how to ride a bike without a helmet because we weren't, you know, you got to be able to protect yourself, know how to fall, and don't take dangerous adventures on your bike. And but, you know, I'm talking about little kids. You know, as you get older and you're riding in traffic, totally different thing. Obviously, you want to protect yourself as best as you can. But with regard to the ocean, I mean, we were young kids walking to the beach. There were oftentimes it was just me and a group of friends. And I don't remember the first time I was at the beach without parental supervision. But I'm guessing we were relatively young because we could walk a couple of blocks and get there. But because the lifeguards were there, you had this sense of, hey, the beach is a relatively safe place. And you know, the world felt different. I mean, I'm 57. So when I was, you know, a 12, 13 year old, the world felt different. It felt safer then. I mean, you're talking about 40 years ago and we didn't have the same sense that at every turn there was danger. And today I feel like, oh God, you don't want to let your kids out of your sight. Again, we don't have to talk about this 14-year-old. I feel terrible for the family. Obviously, it's horrible. And it's a part of a special needs trip. So I think there are a lot more questions about how this kid got separated and then got caught in a rip current and drowned. But my question to you is, who taught you how to swim in the ocean? I mean, we were self-taught. You body surf. That was what you do at the Jersey Shore. And you figure it out. And you know, you don't go swimming alone. You try to stay close to the lifeguard. Basic common sense. How about you? Are you concerned about the ocean? Did you ever get caught in a rip current? And how did you get out of it? And what did you do with your kids as they were growing up? Did you teach them how to swim in the ocean? Was it just like every man for himself, figure it out? How about you? Because I'm ready for a Jersey Shore summer. I know you are too. But safety first. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:26 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 6:36 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So talking about the Jersey Shore, the conversation started because of this horrible tragedy. And it is nothing to make light of. I mean, this 14-year-old kid is gone. His family's suffering now. He was part of a special needs school and got stuck in a rip current off the coast of Wildwood, and they just found his body. I mean, it's a horrible story, but it got me thinking, you know, how many people are just self-taught at the Jersey Shore? I was thinking of my time as a kid, and my grandparents had a small little cottage in Sea Isle, and that was our summers. I mean, school would end, and I'd hit the shore, and I spent most of my summers with my grandparents, and you know, we'd walk to the beach and you'd swim. And I got used to early on that you pay attention to what the lifeguards are saying. If the flags are out, be careful. But, you know, not everybody does it. It seems, I feel like it, maybe it's just social media, maybe because I work in media, that I hear about far more tragedies today than we did 40 years ago. Let's go to MJ in Forked River. Hey, MJ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing great today, MJ. Thanks for asking. How about you? Ready for the weekend?
I am on my way down to South Carolina, so I'll be listening to 101.5 for the next 11 hours and 17 minutes.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I love that you can take the app wherever you go. Now, is this a vacation or are you escaping?
I am escaping. I've been escaping for a while because we're doing it ourselves, but the time is getting closer and closer, but I'll still be back because I'm a Jersey girl through and through.
I love it. I love to hear it. So you grew up at the Jersey Shore, right?
I grew up in North Jersey, but spent my summers down on the Jersey Shore, yeah. Yes.
What town?
Point Pleasant, Manasquan.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you, you were self-taught? Or your parents helped you navigate the ocean?
A little bit of both. Both my parents were in EMS, so it was drilled into me from an early age. Yeah. If you get caught in a rip current, you swim sideways. You don't fight it.
Right. Right. That is a lot of why people drown. You don't realize how quickly you'll tire yourself out. I mean, you know, anybody that is just even swimming laps in a pool, how tired you get after a few laps if you're not a professional athlete, if you're not a trained swimmer. I mean, it is an exhausting exercise. So imagine you're fighting against a current that's pulling you, and you know, and you've been out on the beach all day. It's not like you were gearing up for a heavy workout, and people don't realize how quickly things can turn south on you. MJ, go ahead.
I don't swim well. I mean, I can't do that Australian crawl, but I can do the frog stroke and go underwater and go on my back. I'm a certified diver, and I worked at Island Beach State Park as an EMT for 4 or 5 years after I got married.
No kidding. How many people did you end up saving?
I actually pulled somebody out of the water, but he was already gone, and I wasn't a lifeguard. I was just the EMT.
So you were responding to when it was already bad.
Yes, exactly. And I saw him in the water. And the funny thing is, I'm 5'2". I went in there and I grabbed this person, and I couldn't get him out because of the waves coming in and out, and these two big burly men came, and one grabbed me by one shoulder, one grabbed me by the other, and pulled both of us out. It was really sad.
That is a tough job. People don't realize how much you see from the perspective of an EMT. You know, we hear about it afterward when it's reported in the news, but you're seeing it firsthand. Well, listen, great. MJ, have a safe 11-hour ride to South Carolina, and I'm happy that even though you are splitting time with our southern friends in South Carolina, that you're taking us with you on the app. So thanks for sticking with us.
Yep, you take care, and thanks for having your show. I really enjoy most of what you have on there, baby.
I appreciate it. Look, MJ, it's never going to be 100%, but I'll work on it.
That's okay. Controversy makes the world go round.
Exactly.
As long as it's polite and respectful.
You know what, MJ? As long as we can have a conversation, I say that to people. I say one of the things I love about my job is that producer Thomas knows to put people ahead in the line if they disagree, because you never know. I might learn something. Maybe I'll teach you something. Either way, all good.
Right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's go to Carrie in Monroe. Hey, Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you don't want to talk about the ocean. You had something crazy just happen to you. What happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me.
All right, I got on at exit AA of Fourth Gate Drive. I got onto the turnpike.
Uh-huh.
And this is the third time that I can remember this happened. There was no tickets. I tried banging on the door. A couple times it happened, I banged on the door, I got somebody. There was three times I couldn't. And then when I got down the exit 9 to get off, I told the people. They said there's nothing we could do about it, so I got hit with a fine. Okay? So now I said, So there's three doors. There's all these cars parked there. I'm banging for almost 15 minutes. Cars are blowing their horn because other people are trying to get tickets. So the two people come out to go.
Wait, Carrie, hold on. Set the stage. You've now pulled up to the toll booth where it says full service, right?
Take the ticket, yes.
And you have no ticket. So instead of going, you're banging on the door. Why? Because no one is there?
Nobody's there, so there's a little building there with cars in there. So there's three doors there, and you got to go up and down steps. I went to every door, banging. I'm surprised my fist didn't go through the window.
Where did you park? So you pulled over to the side?
There's that little building over there, and there's a parking space. There's like 7-8 cars in there. So now, hello.
They must be like, who's the crazy lady? What's going on?
They were blowing horns because now I'm running back and forth trying to get these other ladies to tell them I don't have a ticket. And she said there's nothing we could do about it. So I finally got this really nice guy that came out. I told him what happened. He said, if that ever happens again, when you get to your exit that you're getting off, tell them where you got on and make sure you get a receipt. I said, they tell me there's nothing we could do. He goes, absolutely they can. So I got hit with $50 fines three times already. Because they said there's nothing they could do.
So, Carrie, can I ask, maybe it's an obvious question, why not just get Easy Pass?
I had Easy Pass, but two times, though, this was a while back, when they used to take $25 a month.
Yeah.
two times they took $45 out of me and overdrew my checking account. I live paycheck to paycheck.
Yep, I get it. I get it. I know. They act like it's, it's only $20. Yeah, well, not if you're working with a net take home of $400. And I mean, this is the problem, Carrie, that there's no attention to working people in this state. It's just like we take it for granted. It's almost like they live on the stats. Oh, it's a rich state. Don't worry about it. You know, that doesn't mean all the people are rich.
Well, you know what the man told me? The reason why the booth wasn't working is the humidity stops the machines from working. What am I, stupid?
What? Get out of here. Yeah. I don't understand is why they were in the building and not attending the toll booths.
Well, there's people, I guess, that work in that building. I don't know. I remember the day there was always a state trooper always at those buildings.
Yeah. You only take it from 8 a.m. to 9 every day?
Yeah. Yeah. It's $1.45. Yeah.
Wow.
And I see the same people every day.
So they know you.
5 days a week. Yeah.
So what are you going to do tomorrow? If there's no ticket, what's your plan?
I'm going to have to make sure I get up and get out of the house on time and go the other way and take 35 minutes to get to work instead of 11 minutes.
Well, but that right there is a problem because that's costing you money. The extra 25 minutes, how much gas are you burning in that?
Yep, I know. And I'm a school bus driver and I had to call my boss twice to tell her. But when I was leaving, there was a truck, the trailer stuck in there, and he wasn't leaving. He was blowing his air horns like anything.
Why? So because, I guess you don't know. Is he would, I guess, it's maybe the same thing.
Yeah, he was trying to get a ticket. I watched him.
You know, I'm going to, Carrie, your story has inspired me. I'm going to ask Chris Calori about this. He's the head of the Turnpike now. Yeah. I wonder what the protocol is. I'm going to send him a note and see if I can get him on the air to talk about it once he comes up for air from all this World Cup craziness. But I'm going to jot your story down because that is, you're not the only one, I'm sure.
No, there was a lady right there in a black car behind me, and I told her to pull in there. I was going to get somebody, but she must have took off already. So now she's going to get nailed with the fine.
Yeah, that's if you have, you got to fight the fines, right?
I already paid them off because it was
If you get that again, I want you to fight it, and I want to see if I can help you beat it because it's not fair. And we have helped people fight their fines with Easy Pass, and so far this week, I think we're. We're 3 out of 4 so far that we've been able to help them get rid of the fines. Now, these were folks that racked it up into the thousands, but I'd like to use yours as a test case if you get hit again.
Okay.
So you call me back. All right, Carrie. Have a great day. All right. Thanks for sharing the story. You take care. I'm not going to advise you to get out of the car at the toll booths and go to the building because somebody could get arrested. Be careful with that. But if you do have trouble at the tolls, I want to know about it because... I will send that up the chain and see if we can get you the service that you deserve. And, because it's nuts that there's no thought about working people. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you know what? Another $40 absolutely matters. All right, John, I want to talk about the ocean when I get back to you. And then, Larry, when we get to your issue on the turnpike. So all that coming up. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:47 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey? Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back in. John in Lawrenceville. So you taught yourself how to swim in the ocean, huh? How you doing, John?
Oh, good morning, Bill. Finally got the call. First time caller.
Love to have you.
Long time listener.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. We met at Jar for Hope. I was next door at the next table.
Oh, yeah. What a great event. Good people. Important cause.
I talked to Jim, his name was, the father. Because my wife has a cancer that's not curable, too. He understood. We understood each other about raising money. I've done that my whole. But
I'm sorry to hear that about your wife. We'll say a prayer for her.
Oh, yeah. She's doing pretty good, though.
Good.
She's in a good remission. But I was Sea Isle City. Right outside Sea Isle, there was a campground. My father had, we had one of the cranked up campers, and we'd be there for a week.
Ocean View, right? Was it Ocean View? Was that it?
Yeah, it was something like that.
I think that was it.
So they had a swimming pool there. They had everything. And we go to the beach every day. It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was more affordable back then. But, look, we were taught in a swimming pool, you know, when they rented a house here in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Before they bought that. And here's how you learn. Jump in the deep end. My father would be there and learn how to float. This is the biggest thing in the world. In the ocean, it's too easy. You get pulled out, flip over on your back, go off to the side a little. Guess what? You'll just float back into the beach.
Yeah, learn how to float. That, actually, John, that is really good advice. I think that the challenge is that people panic.
Yeah, you don't panic if you know how to float.
Yeah.
I mean, you can relax yourself back into the beach. We were taught that. You will not go out of breath or nothing, and it'll be fun. Just floating back in, you know?
Yeah, and not only that, but as long as you are swimming under the time when it's a protected beach, when the lifeguards are there, I mean, I want to see the lifeguards there 8 to 8. That's my thought. They should be there a lot longer, and I think that it's okay to charge people to offset that cost. It shouldn't be on the local taxpayers. But the reality is that at some point, someone's going to get to you as long as you can stay above water and floating. You're not going to end up across the pond.
Yeah, you still got your total common sense. It's why I listen to you every day. You know, common sense goes further than anything.
Yeah, it does.
Really.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Hey, best to your wife, and thanks for calling in. Good walk down memory lane, Ocean View. Man, I remember passing that place every day. We had our tiny little cottage, and that's when I got used to the outside shower, which is something that you don't see everywhere, but that to me, that is a staple of the Jersey Shore. All right, I want to get back to talking about Easy Pass, and a lot of people want to weigh in on the problems they've had, whether they have Easy Pass or not. Jerry and Trenton, I'll go to you first because I'm not sure how to solve your problem, but let's work on it because that's what we do. 6:56, Eric Scott with the news next.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino. Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, let's jump right in. We're talking about the Turnpike and your woes. I don't know if you heard that call earlier, Eric, but there were no tickets coming out of the machine. And the Turnpike Authority guy said that it was because of the humidity. I mean, come on.
Of course it was.
So she pulled over at the next stop at exit 9 and got out and started banging on the door of the little administrative building to get somebody. I love that fire, right? A little fire and passion. I'm not recommending you do that.
Yeah, definitely not.
But, you know, so she got it. She was fined $50 for losing her ticket. It's a gouge. They just gouge you at every turn.
Talk about this. So here, this is why I don't have Jersey Easy Pass. When I first got my Easy Pass, New Jersey didn't have it. So I got it through the Port Authority.
Right.
And I've always stayed with the Port Authority Easy Pass. If I call the Port Authority about my Easy Pass, within 5 minutes or less, whatever issue I have is solved. They're friendly. They're polite. So they're responsive.
It's not New York Easy Pass. It's Port Authority.
It's the Port Authority. Yeah.
Can we still get those?
I think so. I mean, I've had it so long with that account because I've heard so many nightmare stories from New Jersey residents who have New Jersey Easy Pass.
Yeah.
And I think you get a little bit of a discount with the New Jersey Easy Pass than with the Port Authority. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Where's my discount? Well, I'm paying through the nose right now.
Is it worth it if every time you call... Well, you know, you're on hold for 3 hours.
It's the random steal. It's that every once in a while you get a $50 charge, and you, you know, the problem is that when you're commuting, it becomes a big expense.
Yes.
So you're almost making another car payment. with Easy Pass?
It gets close to that.
Because yeah. I'm in the city today. I'm on from 2 to 4, and then 2 to 4 tomorrow, and then Saturday and Sunday. So now I'll do 4 days, and if I get called in for Monday, now I've done a 5-day work week in and out of Manhattan.
And your replenishment is going up because there's an algorithm that they look at, and your replenishment will automatically go higher.
It will. They have not hit me. I'm still getting hit with $25, but it's like every 3 days.
Hmm.
I'm surprised it hasn't gone up. It's funny because you know the $25, like I notice it. I'm getting alerts more and more. I wonder if I'm sure it will change at some point. I don't know how long it goes. 3 months, maybe 4. I don't know. I've been doing this since February. But remember, it started with just the weekends.
Right.
Now it's the weeks. I don't know, but I'm aggravated because you have to be vigilant. You have to watch it. You have to log into your account. You have to make sure you don't have a charge sitting out there. You've got to make sure. Here's some advice for you. If you have New Jersey Easy Pass, please make sure your credit card does not expire.
And that you have the right license plate on the account.
Oh, what a mess. And by the way, you can't change the license plate once you put it in. So if you fail to do what I did, which is tag it as a temporary plate, you'll have to remove a car and put in another car, even if it's the same car.
See, I've never had that issue with the Port Authority because that happened to me at one point when I had a new car because I typically lease my vehicles, so you don't keep the same license plates. You get a new license plate. And I've called and done it over the phone with them. And said,
oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Like with a human being?
Yes.
Living in America?
Yeah. That's actually polite and helpful and friendly.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Easy Pass needs an overhaul. There is no doubt about that. Let's go to Jerry in Trenton. What's going on, Jerry?
How's it going, Bill?
It's going pretty good, to be honest. Yeah, you sound good.
Here's my problem, Bill. I'm on a mission of mercy here. We had a nurse from Arizona. She was in Pennsylvania. She's like a hospice nurse visiting people.
Yep.
Maybe 3-4 months at a time. Well, while her visit here in Pennsylvania, she herself had a major stroke in January. So her family flew her back home, and she travels in a little camper. And she bought it down in Virginia, so she had a temporary Virginia tag and her Virginia tow vehicle. And, you know, it's left here in Pennsylvania. So couple people get together. We're going to come. I'm going to drive my pickup truck all the way from Arizona out here and come get her vehicle for her and bring it back.
All right.
We get here and it's been vandalized. Another businessman here in Trenton donates his time, parts, and labor to getting this thing back up and running, you know, where I can go 2,500 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about ready to shove off. And she had an expired temporary tag on the trailer. Now I have a new one. A temporary tag that they've sent me, but I don't have Easy Pass. There's no way out of New Jersey. I don't want her to be getting all kinds of bills and fines and everything else, you know.
Well, I mean,
how do I get out of here? And then when I hit Oklahoma,
I understand with New York Easy Pass, you can actually get a temporary. It's a portable transponder. I don't know if that is available from New Jersey.
Okay. But, right here in New Jersey where I cross, the guy who owns Arena Auto here who's helping out, there's a big toll plaza to cross this bridge into Mooresville.
Yeah.
Like $5. But I'm sure I know I can get around it, you know, to come to the office there. You think I can buy a 30-day pass for this camper
I don't think it works that way. I think you can get something temporarily if you are renting a car, for example. But I'm looking at New York, but I don't see the same thing on New Jersey.
I know Pennsylvania Turnpike. They'll, you know, because I talked to them about this. They'll, you know, I can give them the plate numbers and tell them what days I'm traveling, and they'll Pennsylvania Turnpike would give me that, but I don't want to take the PA Turnpike because of the mountains. I want to take the southern route where this thing's flat.
Which way do you want to go?
I'm going to go down, you know, Route 30, Route 40. So I just want to get into Delaware, maybe you know, skirt south of, I want to stay away from the mountains. I'm going
to
take this.
All right. So, so listen to this. Let me tell you what I think you ought to do. I'm on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
There is a SunPass Pro prepaid toll pass, which works in Florida and 23 other states.
Is this one of them?
What states are you looking for? I don't know. I'm gonna find out. You can get
New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
It is Florida, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, PA, Rhode Island, part
That's
of Texas.
The only people I'm worried about.
Well, there you go. $29.45. You don't have to deal with any Easy Pass, any bureaucracy. You go right to Amazon. Put in SunPass prepaid toll.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
You're a lifesaver, Bill. We're going to put you on the list for this Mission of Mercy here, along with Arena Auto, who's contributed heavy duty here.
You let me know how I can help if you need to raise some money for it, Jerry.
We're all doing this because she's helped family members.
I love it. Well, I'm glad I could contribute a little bit to help it. So, hey, do me a favor, Jerry. Let me know how this SunPass prepaid toll works out.
I will do.
Call me back.
Sir.
All right, my friend.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
Much.
Thank you. Praying for that whole family. All right, Jerry, Larry, hang in there. 718, Fast Traffic Instant Win the next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-1015 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. So we're talking about Easy Pass and just the pain in the neck of everything that has become what should be normal, commuting, paying the tolls, and it just becomes a nightmare in Jersey. I feel like every month you're going to get hit with something stupid with New Jersey's Easy Pass that will make it difficult. Let's go to Larry on the Turnpike. What's going on, Larry?
Right there. So, yeah, what that lady was saying is correct. I mean, you pull up these machines. I'm in a tractor trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The ticket doesn't come out at the top. I got to put the brakes on, climb out of the truck, go down to lower myself down to where the cars get theirs to get a ticket out if they have one.
Yep. Which is ridiculous because now you're slowing up traffic. The guys behind you are pissed. They don't know that it's not your fault.
Right. So they pull up. The same thing happens to them. You know, it's unsafe because you're sitting there, you don't know who's coming and where these people drive anymore. You know, they see an Easy Pass sign and just come flying up on it.
You know, it's interesting you say that, right, because even in the full service, there is a transponder there. So you could very easily. I've said this, Larry, when I'm driving early in the morning, you know, I leave the house at 4 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday to get to the city for my show, and the reality is people are driving like crazy. I mean, you're talking about 100 miles an hour on Route 1, and then the turnpike is even more dangerous. It's not the trucks, Larry. No matter what they want to say, it's not the trucks. It's the cars.
I've been out here for 40 years. I've been up and down that turnpike many, many a day. I run it 5 days, 5-6 days a week now, going up and down.
Yeah.
To make money.
How do you solve it, Larry? How do you solve it? I mean, has anyone ever, like, they told that young lady who called that it was the humidity makes the machines not work. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's a joke. They don't care.
No.
I had one supervisor at 7A. I haven't seen him for about a year. He'd come out there, he'd do what he could to get the machine to work. And it would work for a few days. Then the ship would change. It seems like when the ship changed, the other ship would shut it off.
Really?
You know, that's what it seems like, you know.
Yeah.
Up there at 18, I get on 18E. 90% of the time, there ain't even a ticket on neither one of them up there.
Larry, if you don't have a ticket, what do you do as a truck driver?
Just drive down to, I come all the way down to 7 and get off. And tell them I got on 18E, and they just charge from 18E down to there. But they can charge you the whole length of the turnpike.
I know they can. So, Larry, that means what? You're always carrying cash. You're paying a ticket anyway. You're not using Easy Pass.
Right.
Any thoughts of doing that, or you don't trust that either?
No, I'm a company driver. I work for a small company. I've been here for a lot of years.
Got it.
You know, he doesn't like what the way they handled it, the money, you know.
Well, you could get really screwed if you're a small company and you get those fines racked up. I don't know if you heard, a couple days ago, a guy called $4,200 in fines. Can you imagine? In 3 weeks. I mean, they really screwed this guy. We're trying to help him, though. I'm thinking we have it resolved. I'll find out today, and hopefully we got the fines wiped out. But you know, it shouldn't take you having to call a radio show. That's the thing that aggravates me. Government isn't working. If I got to solve it, government's not working.
Yeah, I've been wanting to call you about it. I said, nah, you know, ain't no big deal. And then that lady called, so I got a call.
I'm glad you did, Larry. I'm glad you did. Look, hopefully we're going to be able to fix these problems over the next few years, but nothing's easy in this state. Drive safe, man. Good to talk to you.
All right, have a good, great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, Tom, Joyce, Jerry, hang in there. I'll be back, 727. Eric Scott with your news next. 738 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, if you remember yesterday, we were talking about this real egregious overreach by Trenton bureaucrats, mainly Democrats. Thankfully, Republicans found a way to unite and vote against it. But a bill that would effectively criminalize your opposition to taxpayer-funded abortion and the trans mutilation surgery, which just satisfies weird fetishes for mentally deranged adults and brutalizes children. And it wasn't about those issues, which obviously I have a very strong position on, but it was about the commenting on it. If you were a member of a pregnancy resource center, you couldn't talk about it. And it's a huge issue. Well, I've got good news for you. They pulled the bill yesterday. Joining me now, and Joyce and Tom, hang in there. We'll get right back to you. But Marie Tasey is back with us, executive director of New Jersey Right to Life. Marie, this was at least a bit of good news.
Yes, it was a little bit of good news. However, we are hearing that they are going to adopt an amendment today on the floor of the assembly and vote on the measure later this month. So I don't know if it's going to be in a new form or what, but it's not dead.
it's like they don't give up. What was what I understood was it was kind of like this strange bedfellows with the legacy liberal media not happy about the bill because they worried about the free speech component.
Yes. You know, we had some constitutional scholars weigh in and say it was unconstitutional, even with these, you know, amendments that they had added at the last minute. And then you're right. The New Jersey Press Association also were very concerned about it, that it would expose journalists to liability for truthful reporting and protected, you know, opinion regarding reproductive health care services. So very interesting. They did not come to any of the hearings to testify. But we're happy that they, you know, finally got on board and became aware of the danger of this bill.
I've had this conversation with a few folks and, and one or two attorneys. And I said, I'm going to end up getting myself in trouble with just the advocacy. I told the story about when you and I talked. I mean, this is probably going back a month, but I was talking directly to the young women who were driving to make an irreversible decision at a Planned Parenthood funded taxpayer subsidized clinic. And I said, do yourself a favor, give a call and go to your website, Marie, to find a pregnancy resource center near them and at least get informed consent before you do anything, because nobody at Planned Parenthood is going to give you anything other than a push to get that abortion. And, you know, when I found out, I mean, this goes back years, that 85 to 90% of the young women who get the ultrasound with a pregnancy resource center, with one of the technicians, one of the nurses, 85 to 90% say, okay, this is a baby in me and I want to have it. I mean,
it's
unbelievable.
Yep.
It's amazing when you educate people and say, no, here's the truth. It doesn't mean everybody's going to do that. But imagine being unable to even talk to a young woman about getting her the information that is the decision between life and death. And that's what this bill would essentially criminalize. You said it right yesterday. It made it worse with the amendments because they took a criminal penalty, made it a civil penalty, which means everybody could get sued. You would get sued into oblivion. We would be batting out lawsuits daily. It's amazing. Right. For groups like yours, right. People like me. So anyway, we're going to keep fighting it. Let me just ask you, have you talked with your group? I know Greg Quinlan's been a great advocate of this. Is there talk of suing if it does pass?
Well, we're exploring all our options.
Okay.
Based on, of course, what the final, final bill looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Well, keep us posted. I know you're traveling and you're in D.C. doing great work advocating for those who don't have a voice. So keep the faith, keep the fight, Marie, and keep us posted. At least this is temporary good news. As soon as right. You know what these amendments, the new amendments are going to be, the amendments to the amendments, please let me know.
Right.
So we can.
We'll do.
All right. Thanks, Marie. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill. That All is, right. Take care.
You take care. That is Marie Tasey with New Jersey Right to Life. And I will say it again. If you are a young woman, and I don't say this lightly, I believe in the sanctity of life. I believe that babies are a gift from God. But I also believe that young women deserve better than what they're getting in New Jersey. It's interesting, too. My position on this actually got me attacked when I was running for governor and called a pro-abortion up-to-birth guy. It's amazing. You can't make this up. Well, they did. But the position is very simple, that the right for a young woman or any woman to go into a clinic and have an abortion is not going anywhere. But it's not a choice. It's a guide. It's a push. It's a subsidized government program for profiteering off abortion. And my appeal to people who are pro-choice advocates is to say, look, that's fine, but why wouldn't you give young women a choice to see the ultrasound and make an informed decision that they want to keep that baby? There's no choice encouraged in New Jersey to bring the baby into the world. That choice should be protected. That's the choice we should be championing, because you've got so many young women that are out there that are in abusive relationships. They're impoverished. They don't have the resources. They don't have the social network. They don't have the family strength or bond. They don't know where to turn. So Pregnancy Resource Centers offers this incredible structure for young women. So listen, if you are a young woman making that decision today, just go on your phone right now, go to njrtl.org, and there's a list of pregnancy resource providers. They're all free. They're free. And if you don't have your phone, or you don't have internet on your phone because you've got a flip phone, or you don't have an account, or you're not even sure what, or you're driving right now, you can always call me at 1-800-283-101.5, and I will look it up for you and give you directions on how to get there. It's that important, because 9 out of 10 women who see what's growing inside them make a decision to have the baby. And let me tell you why I call that the choice that should be protected, because we need to do a better job as a society to encourage families and help women and protect children. Abortion is not your only choice. If it's the only path, it's not a choice at all, is it? So I don't care how I get attacked politically. It doesn't matter. If I can help just one young woman make an informed decision, then I've done my job. So if you're in crisis now, and you need help, you're not sure how to navigate through the website, it's too much trouble, you're going to go on, you don't have a signal, you don't have Wi-Fi in your car, I get it. Call me. 1-800-283-101.5. All right. At any time, no matter what I'm talking about, if you are in an unplanned pregnancy situation, you're in crisis, you call me. I don't care what topic I'm on. I will stop what I'm doing to help you. And you don't have to come on the air. I'll walk out in the producer booth and I'll talk to you privately and we'll help you. So know that. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Now, other side, I want to get back to talking about Easy Pass, because honestly, of the things that aggravate me the most, it's commuting in New Jersey. And now I'm right back with you, then I'm back commuting to New York. How did that happen? But here we are. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Joyce, Tom, you'll be first. Other side of traffic and weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
7:55 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I ran a little long at that last break, but real quick, Tom and Mendham, 30 seconds. You have New York Easy Pass. Tell me.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Yeah, maybe a positive note with my experience with New York Easy Pass. I go over the tap with Mayor Cuomo Bridge every day. So
no, it's still the tap
and zoo. You know, I had a discrepancy in my bill, and I called. I actually got a person. They couldn't guarantee they'd refund the credit, but, you know, a week later, everything was fixed and credited. And that, I was really surprised. I also had a rental car. And yeah. It had a spot on my phone. I forgot to go online and, you know, put the license plate in the system. I was able to do it right from the app on my phone. See, and it was the easiest thing ever.
Tom, I had to delete cars, add cars. It is so aggravated. The New Jersey system is broken. You're now adding to the list of people that say New York Easy Passes run way better. So my message to Chris Calori and the guys at the Turnpike, guys, you know, model it after something that works. If New York Easy Pass is working, let's do what they're doing. Thank you, Tom. Drive safe today. Appreciate the call. Joyce, you'll be first. Other side of Eric Scott's news in 3 minutes.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
It's 8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So one of the things that I have been talking about for, well, honestly, for many years, but it's very appropriate this year, is that the only way to rebuild our state and to wrestle control from the radicals in Trenton is to start at the local and county level. And it's hard to find good people who want to run for office because it is a nasty, nasty business. They come at you from every level. They dig up things that happened 20, 30 years ago. They make it like you're supposed to be the candidate of perfection, when in reality, the back room and the legacy media is just looking for a clickbait, and the back room is looking just to protect their own grift. So enter a great guy, the guy that founded Wigs and Wishes, my good friend Martino Cartier, who is running for Gloucester County Commissioner. Martino, I have to tell you, I'm so happy that they recruited you to run. I know you had no intention of getting involved in politics. You're running one of the best charities that's out of New Jersey, Wigs and Wishes, helping thousands of women who have cancer, helping hundreds and hundreds of families who have kids that are battling terminal illnesses. You're doing God's work, and they pulled you out, and they're like, all right, we need you. How are things going?
It's good to talk to you, my friend. Things are going great. My wife's pregnant now with our third son, so, you know.
Three boys. Sure, I love it.
Yeah, three boys. Sure, I have time to run for politics. You know, that's the biggest question. They're just like, why are you doing this? And I said, you know, I really don't want to, but I have to.
Yeah.
Because I live in Gloucester County, and it's so corrupt, and it's so crooked. And the sad thing is, most people don't even know why our taxes make us the 24th highest county out of 3,100. And when you start, you know, how do you eat a cow? Bite by bite, right? So I looked into it and I said, wow, Steve Sweeney makes more money as an administrator with no experience than J.D. Vance, than Mikey Sherrill. And I hate to even say her name, but he makes more than her. And then, you know, under him, there's this administrator and there's this one. He said, we win in November. Day one, we save Gloucester County millions of dollars. And a lot of people don't understand and they don't know. And it's because they're not told. So as I started looking into it, I mean, we have a warden. I don't know if you know this or not, in Gloucester County, and we don't even have a jail.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yes. And then we got this stupid GCL that gets voted no, and they've been fighting to put it in. Estimated cost to put in this GCL is $2 to $5 billion, they're saying.
Wow.
So what they need to focus on are the residents of Gloucester County. So if we get in November, it'll be historical, because I call Gloucester County the little Iran of New Jersey. It's been run by the same regime for 44 years. And this is why the residents are getting screwed. And my focus when we get in is, again, stabilize the budget, stop the padded spending. I mean, if anybody wants to look it up, I encourage you, Google the highest taxed county in America. And you're going to see. And the problem is why they're attacking me with stupid, frivolous, you know, embellished stuff is because they have no merit to run on. While they're running around throwing mud, I'm changing the world. So, you know, you keep throwing mud, I'll keep changing the world. I think I did about 16 cancer patients yesterday. I just posted 5 before and afters this morning. And, you know, look, the residents are tired. Gloucester County's tired. New Jersey's tired. I mean, I hate to mention her name, the governor, but like when I look at you're taking our tax dollars and 20 million of it, right? And you're spending it to legal funds for illegal immigrants. Yeah. Like, what about our own veterans? What about our own senior citizens? What about our own mom and dads? Like, it's their common sense is null and void. They don't have any. And the residents, not just in Gloucester County, but in all of New Jersey, suffer. So I'm running on out with the old, in with the new. Let's make a difference, because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got.
That's the definition of insanity. Exactly. Martino, it is always good to talk to you. Keep the faith in the fight. Don't let them distract you. I know you're not going to. Your attitude is so good. They could dig up what they want from 20, 30 years ago and try to make you look bad. It's disgusting because, you know, I want to say to all these politicians out there, look in the mirror, guys. The stuff that you're doing is happening right now, hurting people, and it's aggressive. And, you know, I think you just articulated it perfectly. You've got a warden without a jail, and the taxpayers are paying for it. It's absolute madness. How do they find you, Martino? How do they find out more? You know, Facebook?
Listen, if somebody's going through cancer, we turn no one away. Go to wigsandwishes.org. We're right in the heart of Washington Township. And if you want to get involved with this campaign and you want to help change Gloucester County, you know, just call the office. It's 856-582-6600. I'd love to get you involved. Work together as a team. And real quick, Bill, you know, they're spreading rumors that if we win, every Democrat gets fired. No, that's how Democrats work. Democrats work that every Republican gets fired. You have to be a registered Democrat to work for Gloucester County. Not if we win. You have to be smart. You have to have common sense. Have to have experience. And I welcome all parties that are going to help make the county a better place.
I love it. Martino, best to your wife. Congrats on your third kid on the way. Go get that ultrasound done, and you and I will talk very soon.
Thanks for being a great mentor and friend, Bill. I appreciate you.
You got it, brother. You take care. Martino Cartier for Commissioner in Gloucester County, one of the good guys. Don't get distracted by all the nonsense out there. This guy, this is exactly who we ought to be electing to office. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 8:15 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Wigs and Wishes is a great charity. It's one of the charities that we spend time and support. So I hope you heard Martino Cartier. He is not only a great charitable leader in his community, but he is running for county commissioner. And you heard him. Who knew? Gloucester County. Does that say it all about Jersey government? You got a warden with no prison. So you got a guy getting a county paycheck with nothing to manage. That's the problem in New Jersey. Guys like Martino are how we fix it. All right. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. I want to talk about your weekend Jersey Shore plans. Let's get back to talking about those rip currents. And by the way, I don't care if you think it's controversial. I love beach tags. I think we ought to raise the fees. 1-800-283-101.5. 824. Eric Scott with the news next. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, if you're watching the stream on YouTube, you may have noticed. Wait, did someone turn it off?
Well, they should have, because you should be cut off from any. Oh, it look.
What happened?
There's some kind of Comcast issue with the cable company.
So we've had QVC on, and here's what happened. So Eric, you'll appreciate this, and Jill got nervous. Actually, I had to leave the room. And they all of a sudden I'm watching QVC. And they had these silicone fire-resistant gloves. And I'm like, I didn't know I needed those. But I do.
You totally do.
So I went up. So they had a QR code. And I couldn't get it to work. So I'm holding my phone up to the QR code. It wouldn't connect. And then, boom, they went to vacuum cleaners. So thankfully.
Now, are you buying
a vacuum cleaner?
Well, no. Thankfully, Kathy went to the Google, and we got an item number. So I went on my phone. I went to QVC. I signed up for text messaging, got $5 off.
That's where I left the room.
She left. She couldn't.
Jill told him, don't do it.
I saved a total of $10.
You cheap thing.
Now have text messages coming in from QVC and emails, but I got these gloves for $30.
You got them for $20, right? If you save $10.
Well, no, they were shipping. There's a bit of a markup. So I don't know. Is that a good deal?
You could have done two easy payments of $14.99.
I almost did two easy payments. I decided just to buy the gloves and
how much were they?
$30. Is that a good deal?
And then there was shipping.
I don't know. The ones that I what have, I just looked them up on Amazon. The ones that I got were $8.
Oh, boy.
Wait, let me see those.
That's a problem.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine are nicer, though.
Yours are shiny.
Mine are shiny. Wait, did I just overpay for silicone gloves?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. What was I thinking?
Yeah, because I use them on the
grill. Jody's not going to be happy.
These? Okay. Yeah.
Are they as good as what I just bought, though?
Yours are shinier.
Mine are Technique Liquid Silicone Multi-Purpose Oven Gloves. Available in crimson red, polka dot, stars, or steel gray. I went with the more manly steel gray.
Yours look like you could never breathe in them.
They look thick.
Like they look like this.
They do look thick.
Yeah, sometimes they're too thick. They're more of a potholder than kind of like a glove. The ones that I have are fabric and silicone, and I can use them on the grill. So if I'm flipping chicken or ribs or stuff like that.
That's what it says for these.
That's what I use.
Now, can the silicone melt?
I think they say
up to 500 degrees.
Yeah, this one
is up to what?
Oven safe to 1,400 degrees.
Ah, now you're getting microplastics.
Wait a minute. So hold on. I'm only up to 500.
Mm-hmm.
I want my money back.
Oh, gee.
Yours are up to 1,400?
Yeah.
Who the hell's cooking at 1,400 degrees?
Well, but if you have an open
flame. What are we cooking on the sun?
Oh, yeah, 1,472. So,
yeah, I do it a lot when, if I'm doing like a big batch of barbecue chicken, like bone-in chicken, half chickens, quarter chickens, and I spread them out all on the grill. It's so much easier to flip them by hand than it is to put a...
I like pulled meat. So I do pork, I do chicken, and I like to pull it apart. But I used to use a fork.
Yeah.
But now, we don't have to be inappropriate.
I'm listening.
Pulled pork is a thing. It's both of you. Mine's out of the gutter. Mine's out of the gutter. We're talking about chicken, for God's sakes. Unbelievable. This is why we can't have nice things. Oh, my God. This is like a seventh grade classroom sometimes. All right. Pulled pork, pulled chicken.
She started it.
We both giggled. So the sleeves have to be long, though. That's the trick, too, right?
We can't recover from that. We can't recover. We are moving on. That's it. There is no recovery from what I just said and your interpretation of it. I don't even know what to say. So now the question is...
Oh.
I don't know how to... I can't dig out of that.
Maybe you break early and catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Or I could ask this question.
Yeah.
Should I buy what you have?
And compare.
And then I can always send one back.
I bought pants online.
I tell everybody this titanium craze is all nonsense.
Oh, totally.
All nonsense. Yes. It's all gimmick. I've had them. I've sent them back. I fought with one company because they wouldn't take it back because they're like, well, you used it. I'm like, well, I didn't know your product was crap until I used it. So I used it. That's why I want to send it back. I fought. I ended up, because of Amex, I ended up getting my money back. All right, so you just sent me the link?
Yeah, I just sent you the link.
$8.
$8.
I'm going to buy yours and compare. So now I'm going to have a house full of heat gloves. You know what? It's 8:44. I'm not sure what time it is. It's close to 9 o'clock. We're going to break for traffic and weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Bro.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. I want to address a serious point because I'm writing an article, and I just want to address something that you heard in the news earlier, that President Trump was asked about the economy and inflation, and a reporter in the White House asked him, you know, what do you have to say about rising inflation? And he said four words that I think are going to potentially tank the Republicans in November. I love the inflation. Reminded me of when George W. Bush said, he went to the Google, which I continue to use. I like the way it sounds. So President Trump loves the inflation. Here's the reality of what we're dealing with rising costs, that working and middle class families can't afford basic things anymore. And the president posted on Truth Social a little while ago that the price of avocados and is down. The price of bananas is down. That's not helping. And this idea that we're going to make it all better because the stock market's doing great is not helping the waitress in Lyndhurst. It's not helping the bus driver in Hamilton. It's not helping the senior who is living on a fixed income at 77 years old. You heard Ken a couple days ago call the show. This man was living hand to mouth, and that $700 back from the state made an enormous difference, and he hasn't gotten his check yet. Now, thankfully, we've had some great folks step up to help him, and he will be getting his check. But the point is that this is a man living and potentially skipping meals for a $700 rebate check. Now, if your margins are so close that $700 is going to change your life one way or the other, you are not being helped by rising inflation. And what the president doesn't understand, I spoke at a Mercer County event last night, and I appreciate everybody there. Great, great people. Frank Lay and Marty Flynn, just good guys. Win Cody, Robert Pluta, Anthony, who emceed it. I mean, just a great Mark from Ocean County, who was there. It was great to see him. I was so happy to be a part of it. Lisa Richford, my good friend, and former Mercer County chairman, and Pat Johnson, who runs the group now. You know, it was a great event. But my message was simple. If you're going to get candidates elected, you need to not defend the president at every turn when he says stupid things. You want to fix this economy? Let's end this damn war in Iran. You want to fix this economy? Stop sending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. You want to end this? Force Netanyahu to solve this Gaza issue and not get a dime more from us on it. You want to solve this economy? Expand your electricity production with natural gas and coal. You want to fix this economy? Let's solve the healthcare crisis by stopping and first deporting illegals. Get them out of our emergency rooms. Second, we need a national plan for people under a certain poverty level so that they can go and see a doctor, go to a pharmacy and get a prescription without having to go to the emergency room. We have to focus locally. And when the president says foolish things like, I love the inflation, it is a slap in the face to working and middle class Americans. Shame on President Trump for saying that yesterday. He knows better. Forgetting about the optics, and they're going to hang him in the midterms on that, on those words. That's not it. It's how can you be so dismissive of the bus drivers and the truck drivers and the waitresses and the teachers and the cops and the firefighters and the retirees and the vets? Stop being dismissive of working people. 5% is a big number when your wages don't go up. So this is why we can't have nice things. This is why the Republican Party struggles. So my advice to Republicans is don't get in and try to make light or defend that stupid comment. Move past it and focus on local issues. But we got a lot of problems. We can solve them, but we better get smart about it. 8:56, Jen Ursula with your news next.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right. I was talking about inflation earlier. Jen, you I don't know if you had that report in your news. Eric had it earlier. But the president saying, I love the inflation.
I heard that. Yep.
What the hell? Like, I get it if he's being tongue-in-cheek or if he just wants to. Like the media doesn't help him. They're jerks, most of them. The legacy media beats him up all the time. They look for clickbait and negative stuff. But it just felt like that's going to go over like a lead balloon. Like, that is just...
Do you think he was trying to be tongue-in-cheek about it?
No, I think he means it. But I think he caught himself because if you listen to it,
yep.
He said, I love the inflation.
Yep.
And he didn't, he went, and when the war ends, and then he skipped.
Right.
To, we're taking millions of barrels of oil.
Yeah.
It was bad, though, because the average person is suffering right now.
I know.
And you can't, the problem with these rich guys is they rate the economy based on investments. Now, if you're driving a bus, or working at a radio station, or teaching, stocks. What, do you have a 401k that's got a couple of bucks in it? I don't know what the average 401k is in America, but my guess is most working wage earners don't have $500,000 saved up.
No. It's funny. Right? If you go to your 401k, they tell you what you should have saved by now. Yep. I'm so far not even near the mark. All right,
I'm going to look this up. Average and Richard, Rich, so and these friends are hanging there. I'm going to get to you. Average 401k savings in the U.S. Let's see. Oh, God. Just ads. All right. Here it is.
Okay.
The average U.S. worker puts away 7.7% of their paychecks into an employer-provided retirement plan. In 2004, the average balance, $148,153.
That was 2004.
No, I'm sorry, 2024.
Oh, 2024. Sorry. Okay. What was it?
The average worker has $148,153 in their 401k.
I am below average.
Now, and again, like, that doesn't compare people who don't have the 401k.
Right.
So the average savings, all right, so watch this. Average savings in America.
Power of the Google.
Right? Average savings in the U.S. All right, watch this. The average American, oh, for God's sakes. You know, the Google's not always helpful.
The Google's
not. Oh, you
not
know why?
Oh.
Because it's Bing. God, I hate Bing. Average money.
Savings? Was it savings you were doing?
Yes, saved by U.S. families right now. Let's see what this comes up with. No, it doesn't. It doesn't give me.
But you know what that means? Nobody can save.
Well, somebody had said the average checking account balance was like $5,000 across the board.
Again,
everybody.
Below average.
Average checking account.
Wow, I'm really feeling great about myself,
sorry.
Bill. Thanks.
In the U.S. All right. Oh boy! So, all right, the median balance $2,800 bucks.
That checking balance is
$2,800. Okay. So here's the point. So let's say you got $3,000 in your checking account. You got $150,000 in your 401k, and you're paying $60 to fill up your tank. You're paying $9 for a pound of ground beef. You're in trouble. Then you hit a pothole. And you find your tire on your fancy Jeep runs you about $650
easy.
A tire.
Yep.
So for the president to say that is bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
This is my point. And I think that, you know, the challenge is that I get beat up by the MAGA, you know, cult crazies who just get mad at everything. Every time you try to point out something the president did that you don't like, what I try to say and what I've been saying since 2015 is I don't have to like everything he says. I supported him, and given the choice of Kamala Harris, would support him all over again.
Right.
But if you fail to criticize the things like this, you lose all the credibility. It's why independents don't vote.
Right.
How many people?
That makes sense. Look at you.
Right?
No, it does. It makes sense.
I don't have Trump derangement syndrome. Right. I don't even have Trump disappointment syndrome. I'm mad that... here's what I'm mad at. I'm mad that he's using his cult of celebrity, this cult of personality,
to put bad people in charge. Like you, you've got Lindsey Graham now is going to return as U.S. Senator in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I think he's a bad guy. I don't support him. He votes against Republicans most of the time. Meanwhile, Tom Massie, not coming back to Congress, votes with Republicans 92% of the time. Yep. You know, Nancy Mace, 90-some percent of the time with Republicans. She's out because he endorsed the other guy in for governor. Mm-hmm. Marjorie Taylor Greene. And let me tell you something. Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there.
Yeah.
Like, I emceed an event that she spoke at, and I'm like, how do I get
I was going to ask you how you thought of, what you thought about her. Oh, my God.
She has said some crazy stuff. Let me, like, I literally, the people looked at me, because I'm the MC. I'm on the stairs the dais, and she's going off. And Steve Bannon's in the crowd, and she's saying things that you're like.
How did you handle that one, Bill?
I did what every good MC does. I ignored it. And I moved the show forward.
The show going.
I literally, as I got, I finally caught her attention. I got up and I started walking on the stage.
And she was like,
you got to stop talking. Yeah. Like, you know, you're, but anyway, the point is that still it's a Republican vote. I don't like how Tom Kaine votes, but I would rather see Tom Kaine in that seat so we can keep the majority. The problem is I think we're going to lose that seat too. So you got a guy that hates Trump. That is potentially going to lose. You got the guys that love Trump, that Trump goes after. Mm-hmm. And now you got the president saying he loves inflation. like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You're making it so much harder.
I know. All. I don't want to be upset, but I am.
Here's the good news. I have great silicone fire-resistant gloves that I just bought off of QVC because we had QVC running here.
You did?
I bought them?
I did. Oh, my God.
I bought them. And
how many pairs? Because you know you're in a subscription now.
I was wondering that. I technically only bought one.
You.
But we're going to see how this works out.
Right.
All right. Hey, Rich, hang in there. I want to get your thoughts on this. Everybody else, hang in there. I'll be right back. 9:15, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
All right. 9:22 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's go to Rich in East Brunswick. Talking about affordability. Rich, before you say anything, I want to just read from Fran. Fran in New Egypt on the app. Well, you finally did it. Blaming Trump again and now removing support for Israel. Just turned your station off for good. Rich, this is why we can't have nice things. I don't recall that I removed my support for Israel. You know, holding Netanyahu accountable for the billions that we spend on Israel is something that every American should support, Republicans and Democrats. And Fran, I'm not blaming Trump. I'm saying it was a pretty stupid thing he said, and it just exposed a weakness of the Republican Party that the party doesn't care about working people. It's very simple. What do you think, Rich?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Bill, longtime listener, love your show. I wish you were the governor. But I mean, my fiance is in pharmaceuticals and she makes a good living. I lost my job a year ago over something stupid and I really can't get into it over the air. But we're playing catch up. But I'd like to give the person that hired me, and I don't know if I can give his company a shout out because he's a veteran and he's a great guy. It's called Watchdog Security. He does security. He's a great guy. His name is Jim Fields and he's a veteran. And I have a knee issue. I have two knee issues and a hip problem and I'm waiting for the VA and that's a whole nother fiasco.
Don't get me started.
Thank you. And he hired me with my kind of a disability, and he hired me, and he's a great guy, and he's a veteran, and he takes care of veterans. So if anybody needs security, please look up Watchdog Security. But
Watchdog Security. What's the guy's name? Sir. Jim?
Jim Fields.
Jim Fields. All right, Jim Fields. Yeah. Good. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Rich.
And like I said, I don't make a lot of money. My fiance makes most of the money. I make, basically, almost minimum wage. But even between, and I get military benefits. I'm 90% disabled through the military. With that money and what I get paid, we make $140,000 a year before taxes, and we're poor. We sometimes can't afford to eat. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Our electric bill is insane. I mean, because like I said, I was out of work for almost a year, which didn't help, but it's insane. It's insane that I go to the grocery store with a calculator and I calculate. She'll say, okay, you have this much to spend. Yeah. And I have to, it's insane. It's crazy. I can't believe this. $140,000 a year and I'm poor. I'm poor.
Rich, and then you watch the governor add another $12 million to the kitty to give to these illegals for their legal defense fund. Have you looked at the menu at Delaney Hall? They're getting pancakes for breakfast. They're getting, you know, nice chicken dishes, yeah, meat. I mean, I don't understand. We are literally treating criminals better than hardworking Americans.
I get so disgusted when I see homeless veterans. We served our country. I was in Desert Storm. I went to war. It was something I chose to do. I volunteered. It's fine. But you know what? And we get treated like crap. And even the VA treats us like crap. I'm waiting on a new report. I almost got arrested at the VA twice because I got so upset and lost my temper.
Yeah. But the price of avocados, ridiculous, Rich, is down 19%.
Oh, that's great because I don't eat avocados.
that's kind of where I was going with this. Like, you know, for Trump to post that on social media, it's just, a fresh berry's down 13%. Come on. What are we doing here? You're right. You got veterans who are literally sleeping outside. We have veterans across New Jersey. And what you said, Rich, is very powerful. You're making a combined $140,000 a year and you're poor.
Poor. I should be able to sleep at night and not worried about, they're going to come and turn the electrical. And her mother, who's elderly and sickly, lives with us because she had to, because she had to move from, and we help her out. Thank God she gets some benefits too, which helps. But it's just insane. It's insane that I have to live like this. And I have to wait. I said to her today, I said, I had to go do something. I said, babe, do I have enough money? Do you have money on the car? So I can put gas in my car at $3.85. And I can only put $20 worth of gas. And I got 170 miles out of it.
Yeah.
And I have a four cylinder Honda. That's all I got.
You're speaking volumes. I'm with you. It's why I keep fighting. It's why I don't give up.
I appreciate you. But again, like I said, Jim Fields, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Hired me with my disabilities and gave me a job and I appreciate it.
Rich, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm digging in. I'm fighting hard because in my opinion, there's nowhere else to go. We got to fight right here and we got to make this work. Thank you, Rich. We're praying for you guys. Keep fighting. 927, Gary, Jack, you'll be first. Other side of the news next. .9 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jack, Gary, hang in there. So we had a whole situation earlier. I'm better now. I'm okay now.
For now.
So I ordered the gloves.
Yeah.
And I texted Jody Heard. She was driving Elizabeth. Elizabeth flew in last night because she's working in New York. And so Jody drove her to the train this morning. She's like, I heard that interview you did with Martino.
Oh, my God.
She's like, because we were good friends and he's a good guy. And I'm like, did you hear anything after that?
Like, he's spinning a wheel for discounts.
Did I need to? I'm like,
when you say that, you know she's in trouble.
Well, it was a bit of a setup because I'm like, I may have bought fire-resistant gloves on QVC.
Sorry.
She's like,
sorry.
I know. Kathy texted me.
So Kathy
sold me out.
Kathy!
How about that? Sold me out.
Oh, man. And Kathy, you didn't tell him that you told her.
So the gloves that Eric was talking about, the $8 gloves, I had them. I bought them before. They're not good.
You know what? They have too much fabric. They're not long
enough. Too much fabric. You're not pulling any kind of moist meat with that. See, this is
the
problem.
You got in trouble again.
I can't.
There we go.
We agree that it's pulled pork, right? We agree.
Yeah,
it's pulled pork. And it's pulled chicken, right? We agree with that.
It's pulled anything.
I just said pulling meat. And Eric and Jill could not compose themselves.
Oh, my God.
I may have made it worse by saying it's my job to pull the meat when the meat comes out of the oven. So I now have the right gloves for it.
Did you inadvertently set them up?
I did not. You know me. There was no way my brain did.
All right.
Because as I said it, I saw Eric smirk.
Lose it.
And I'm
just
like, crap.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't said it that way.
I had to do the Catholic school, like turn my head down sideways. Like, I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to look.
See, now I would have been just full out.
I've done this a couple times, as have others. I think we should compile all those and have like a best of.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right?
The best awkward moments.
The best awkward moments created by this radio station talent in our conversations. All right, anyway, I will let you know how the gloves work.
Please. Yeah. And he spun the wheel, he got a discount, and he signed up for text and got $5.
I said he probably signed up for a subscription. 18 pairs of gloves.
She's worried I'm
going
to get gloves every month.
100%.
The glove of the month club?
Yeah, like the Jackie O gloves.
Get different gloves.
It would not shock me.
Nothing would surprise me either. All right, let's go to Jack and Brick. What do you got for us, Jack?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Great show.
Thank
Philly
you.
Should be governor, man. You
Thank
are.
You.
Keep the faith. Never know. Second chance.
You but, know, you just keep the faith. You keep the fight. We'll see what happens, right?
Keep rolling with it. Yeah. Listen, I just want to share, like, Trump, I voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He initially came out of the gates pretty strong.
Yeah.
And since obviously he flipped where he's dropping the ball left and right. And I would vote for him again, given the situation. I believe you said the same thing with Kamala.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, Netanyahu is running the puppet. It's like he's running the show. And it's literally an embarrassment to Trump, to our country, to the Republican Party, across the board. It is completely embarrassment. I just wish somebody would say, Trump, you don't have the cards. Like, play his own game and throw it in his face, because I don't see change coming. Exit. Playing, you know, a game of war in Iran really got us cornered in, and Trump thinks he can, you know, dictate the world, and it's just, it's in his face.
He's, you know, they always used to say, Jack, that we needed a business leader to fix this country, and the reality is, the challenge is business leaders, especially if they own their own companies, they're the boss. There's no legislature. Yeah. There's no pushback. So it's actually problematic, because he's like, well, we're just going to do it. And honestly, I could make an argument if Iran was truly a threat. I just don't trust any of the intelligence now, because they've been telling us about weapons of mass destruction that dragged us into the Iraq war, and it took us 20 years. Right. So, I mean, right. You know, and then you hear Netanyahu talking about they're 2 weeks from a nuclear weapon. Well, he's been saying that for, what, 20 years? So maybe if they were going to nuke New York, yeah, I'm glad we're in there. But if that were true, why haven't we wiped them out? You can't just come out and say, we've won, but we're going to do even more damage. He did literally just posted an hour ago that today's going to be the biggest attack on Iran.
Well, spoke.
What?
Hey, it's all talk.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's just,
so it's frustrating to me.
Okay, nothing's getting done.
Yeah,
and
then
what's scary is we're getting deeper and deeper in thick mud.
Yes.
How do you get out of that? I don't know. And
well,
he's only worried about is how he presents it, how he presents to the public and to his conservative party. That's it. That's the me, Trump.
You're not wrong, Jack. And it's time for local candidates to focus on independent voters. We need those 2.5 million independents in New Jersey to wake up. Those are the folks that we need to get their votes. And honestly, it's about insurance costs. It's about transportation. It's about stopping this endless flood of money to illegals. I mean, you know, the illegals at Delaney Hall were eating better than many of our senior citizens right now. So there's a lot broken, and we got to fix it. Jack, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate the positive comments, too. All right, Gary, I'll give you 30 seconds on the other side. Traffic and weather next, 9:43.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-1015 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, I'm sorry, Gary, Ed, everybody. I ran out of time. Call back tomorrow. I do want to discuss where we're going with inflation, the cost of everything, and what are our solutions. No, I don't like what President Trump said yesterday. If it was tongue-in-cheek, fine, but we got to focus on helping working and middle-class people. People are struggling with the cost of living. They're struggling with affordability across the board. They're struggling with the incompetence and ineffectiveness of government. We need major change. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. It is Friday. Tomorrow, Blue Friday. Have a great Thursday. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.